I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Oh, Sally, thank you so much for allowing us to do this recording this evening very swiftly with a guest that was unprepared, unexpected, but what a delight. Thank you.
Lovely having the GC, your GC, your partner in many crimes, Eddie Brimson, yeah. Also an excellent comedian. And
yes.
What a delight of a guest he was.
Oh, Sally, I have to say, I've come straight back from being in Reykjavik and Gibraltar.
Just an average week.
Yeah. I've walked in the door, I've washed my hair, and I've started drinking. I've not eaten anything. I had a croissant for breakfast in Gibraltar at whatever time it was this morning. I'm telling you now, I feel absolutely hammered.
Oh, well, I'm going to let you get on with the drinking and I'm going to listen to the record.
Let's have fun. Did you hear the click of my Coca-Cola there, Louise?
Sally. Let's have fun. I haven't seen your little face for ages.
I know, look at your silly face. Who have we got today? Tell us. You intro.
He's a stalwart of the comedy circuit, Sally.
Yeah.
He probably has got warts that I can neither confirm nor deny. It's the GC, Sally.
No.
Is
Eddie Brimson?
No. There it is.
We can't see Eddie Brimson very well, can we? Because his computer's sort of crashed. But we are recording this, just listening to the dulcet tones of Eddie Brimson.
Can I first say I haven't got warts? Can I just say that?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, you tell me, Louise.
Well, we need to get you checked on that then, don't we, love? Yeah.
Let's get you checked, shall we?
Shall I leave?
No, it's fine. Do you know what? I've been away for a week, Sally, and I've been in the house 20 minutes. We've got Edward doing this, which is marvellous. So we've just sort of come in the house, we've grabbed drinks and away we go. And we're in separate rooms.
Just drinking in separate rooms, and it's just lucky that you've got a podcast to record. What's the drink? Let's let the listeners know what drink we're drinking today.
Edward, we are drinking Jack Daniels and Coke.
Damn right we are. Damn Here right we are. Yes.
At 5 o'clock.
So, Edward, Eddie, what would you like me to call you, Eddie or Edward?
Eddie, have you ever called me Edward? Sally?
No, but I feel like it's formal all of a sudden. Well, it's recording.
You can call me what you want.
I'm going to call you Mr. Brimson.
Cunt.
Hello, Louise. You've been away a week. You've screwed my computer up.
Is it my fault?
She's all cocky
when I come home.
He did. He kissed me on the doorstep, Sally, and there was like a massive orange blob on his top lip, and then I could taste tomatoes. I was like, what's that? Have you got ketchup on your face? I was like, no, I've had tomato soup.
Oh. All around it like a kid when it goes up the creases of your mouth. Is it like that? Oh, bless it.
Yeah. Anyway, I've poured mine. Cheers, guys. Cheers.
You know what? I'm going bareback to start with.
I know. Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll join you on that, Sally, actually.
No ice, just straight JD.
I was in such a hurry. Hang on.
Gorgeous. Oh, she's doing it.
Oh, that's got a kick straight
off. That's pokey, Sally. I saw your face. That's pokey.
That's an end of the night drink, really, a straight Jack Daniels. I'm gonna have to put it with some pussy coke.
That's too much on its own.
Oh, here we go. I'll put some Coca-Cola with it. Yeah, it's a bit too much. So, Eddie, cheers. Eddie, cheers, tell us cheers, cheers.
Cheers, 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 cheers.
When did you discover the Jack Daniels and Coke?
I've always liked spirit. I've always been a bit of a spirit drinker. So, I like lager, but I drink very quickly. I've always drunk really quickly. So I get bloated very quickly. So I usually have a couple of pints and then go on to the old JD or something like that. Bullet or any bourbon or something like that. So I've always drunk. And I started drinking spirits rather than lager because I never used to like lager.
It's
a juxtaposition. Yeah. Because of people, if you don't know what Eddie Brimson looks like, he looks like a bloke that likes lager.
Yeah. He does.
Well, we're
he?
Not going to get to see what I look like, are we, Louise? Because you knackered up my computer.
I haven't done anything to your computer. Now is not the time to have a domestic, darling, is it?
We've not had a domestic, have we?
No,
but
dear.
I don't want you to have one now.
No. Eddie.
The name of the podcast.
I don't know what to, but anyway.
Eddie
and Lou
have a domestic.
Oh, yeah. Eddie, so was Louise. Thank you. So was like spirits and that, they were your training drinks, were they, when you were growing up?
Well, as you know, Louise, I'm old, as you keep explaining to me. But when I started drinking, one of the big drinks I couldn't drink was Pernod and Black. But I used to drink rum and black, currant. I used to love rum and black currant.
Really?
Yeah. And that, funnily enough, is you go anywhere, every now and again I'll have one. But you ask for it at a bar and no one knows what you're talking about these days. People just don't drink it. But I used to love rum and black currant, called it.
But a dark rum?
Dark rum, yeah, or Captain Morgan's or lambs, always. I used to love lambs.
And it's just a cordial, no water with the cordial.
No cordial, no, just straight cordial with a lot of ice. Lovely, absolutely.
Lovely. Yeah. Oh, so how old were you when you discovered that then?
About 16.
Mind you, you've got a lot of brothers, so they would have trained you to do drinking.
None of my brother. No, we're not a drinking family. Oh. Not at all. Not my dad never very. My dad very rarely drunk anything or drank, and none of my brothers are really drinkers.
You've got about 45 brothers as well, haven't you?
I've got four, I think. Yeah, four brothers and a sister. I had to work that out. Yeah, four and I had a sister. But none of them are drinkers. I'm the drinker in there.
You drink for all of them.
I do. I like a drink.
Aww.
I like a drink.
And he's a little baby. So you'd have had like your little Ribena in your cup with your rum in it.
And on each side.
Yeah, the little Tommy Tippy or whatever it is.
Tippy. So when did you start drinking, Eddie? When was your first sort of...
My first time I ever got drunk...
Yeah.
Was in, funnily enough, how appropriate is this, was at the Queen's Jubilee in 1977.
No, was it really?
When I was 13. And that's when I first got smashed, because we had a big street party. Everyone had big street parties then. And we got some Woodpecker sweet cider.
Oh, love and that. That was nice.
Because it's so easy to drink. And of course, but then you don't realise what it's actually going to do to you. And that was a brutal, next morning was brutal on that.
What did you do at the Queen's Jubilee at 13 years old on
I drank a lot of Woodpecker cider.
Yeah. Did your mum not stop you?
No. We just managed to get hold of some.
Did you have to get taken home back then?
We just got smashed down the field at the bottom of
the road. Isn't it funny that how you describe sort of places like that when you're a kid?
Yeah.
It's always over the fields. I'd go to my mum, I'm going over the fields, because there were fields opposite our house. It was always over the fields. And you know exactly where that is, don't you?
Yeah.
Just there. It's those fields, isn't it?
Yeah, well, my mum and dad's house backs onto loads of fields. Well, it did, his house is there now. That's where we used to hang out. And yeah, I remember we just got smashed down there.
Were you and your mates or you and your brothers?
Me and my mates. I never knocked around with my brothers when I was younger, really. Not really. It was until I got about sort of 16, 17, started knocking around with one of my brothers.
You're sick. Were you sick after the cider?
Throwing up everywhere, yeah. And then that headache. But I used to love cider. I drank cider a lot when I was younger. That was my choice. And then I was drinking so much that I got to 21 and... I'd drink cider and I'd only have to have half a pint and my head would explode. Obviously, I had sort of some allergy or something to it. And I got myself an ulcer at 21.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, because I was drinking.
You've gone straight in there, Sally.
I was doubled in pain, because we used to go down to Boozer Friday, Saturday night, get hammered straight out of there to the chip shop, stroke Chinese. And just eat. So we was just drinking and eating crap. And then in the end, I had to go to hospital with it. And they said, yeah, you got an ulcer, you got to stop. So I had to stop for about 6 months. And then I stopped drinking. You test yourself, don't you? And then all of a sudden come that glorious day. I was like, yes, free to go again.
What happens to the ulcer? Does it just go? Is that what happens?
I was just eating crap and drinking too much.
And your stomach just... Isn't that funny that you were like, oh no, lager's bloating, but Chinese food and chips, bring it on.
But you still like Chinese chips now.
I love chips. It's my favourite chips. And I'm actually come to the conclusion that all the best chips come from the Chinese chips places.
Chinese chip places.
Yeah.
You mean Chinese takeaways?
Either a Chinese takeaway chips are brilliant because they cook them in the right oil, or if you find a Chinese-owned chip shop, they're always just better.
Are they? I love a chip shop when the chips are a bit soggy and then the end ones are nice and crispy.
You got to have crispy chips.
But you like them all crispy, do you?
I don't like them too soggy. I'm not a vinegar man.
Oh, I love vinegar.
Oh, I'm not a vinegar man.
Well, I love vinegar all over it. Oh,
mind you, the vinegar is very reminiscent to a lot of cider, isn't it? That kind of...
Yeah, maybe that's bringing
acidy,
back.
Yeah, maybe your body's going, no, easy
or
now.
Maybe it just makes the chips soggy, Louise.
It doesn't make big chips soggy. I wouldn't put vinegar on French fries, you know, the little thin ones.
Oh, no.
Ruin them.
French in their fries.
You don't like French fries, do you, dear?
I don't mind a French fry.
Everywhere we go, Sally, he'll point out the chip shop in the area. It doesn't matter where we are, he'll point out the chip shop and he'll tell you, he'll give his review, good or bad chips. And it's everywhere. He's eaten chips in every chip shop in the land, Sally.
And yet we don't have chips in the freezer, Louise.
Well, why would you have them in the freezer when you go to the chip shop?
We're just switching back to a domestic.
I can't believe we're being like this, Louise.
We nearly had a podcast about chip shops just running through the middle of it as well. and then we got straight back to the domestic.
We did, didn't we, dear?
Sorry, darling.
Tell us some drunk stories. I mean, you know, what were you being really old and that? You'll have loads of drunk stories.
He won't remember them.
No, he won't, will he?
I did used to black out a lot, and I hate that, where you get the well, you wake up the next morning. I've got, well, blimey, I've got loads. A good one was on my, was actually on my 21st birthday. And I was engaged at the time. And and we went down to the boozer and all my mates are in there. It's a place called the Gade and Goose in Emlemsted, where I was brought up. And they all looked shocked when I walked in with my girlfriend at the time, and I sat down, and there was all sort of a bit off. And then all of a sudden, this policewoman walked in and walked up to me and went, "Are you Eddie Brimson?" And I went, because I thought, right, here we go. Something's happened. Because I thought it was a legitimate policeman. And then all of a sudden, I goes, yeah. And then she starts stripping off. And we've got I've got a set of photographs that they took on the night where, first of all, you see the policewoman and my girlfriend sitting next to me. Then you see another one of her starting to strip off and the horror on her face. Then you see another one when this woman's got her tits out. And then you see the next one and my girlfriend's gone. she's no longer there, right? And then it progressively gets worse. I'm in this drunken state. And then I'm naked outside the pub with them all piled on top of me. And then they're carrying me across the field backwards with one bollock hanging out from the back. And then they put me to bed and I woke up the next morning covered in what I thought was poo. What had they done? Under my brother's, Greg's, instructions is boot polish brown my balls and bumhole. So I woke up thinking, oh yeah, that was quite a night. But the photos are great.
Why did you just automatically assume that the police officer was there to tell you off about something?
I was young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've nicked a car.
The thing is, the reason my mates were being off with me is because they didn't expect me to turn up with my girlfriend.
They told me 21st.
We couldn't believe that you brought your girlfriend. I was like, well, it's my 21st. Of course I'm going to bring her with me. So they knew that the stripper was coming. And I just thought everyone was being a bit off, which I thought was a bit off on my birthday. But
what's it like having a stripper? Like, what's it?
I can't remember, Sally.
I just wondered because there's such a kind of, I don't know if it still happens, having a stripper dressed up as a police person or whatever, but it's such a classic thing. And I've never considered what it's like, you know.
It was quite bizarre because, I mean, this was back in the day, obviously, when they just started strippograms as a new thing.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I was so surprised, Louise. And it was quite strange at the time. But of course, the whole pub see it happening, so everybody's on board.
Right.
From your girlfriend.
Apart from my girlfriend. And she just sat on the lap, jiggled them about, got up and went.
Right.
Oh, just
a bit like how I met Louise.
Yeah, that's how we all meet Louise.
Louise stayed.
Yeah.
Not for very long, I can tell you. Oh, dear, that's hilarious.
That's great. So JD and Coke is the sort of, well, spirits, really. Are there any spirits apart from Pernod that you can't touch?
I'm not a big fan of martinis, really. But no, I quite like all spirits.
You're a vegan, aren't you?
I was a vegan for 25 years.
So did you get into any vegan wines or anything like that?
No, I was never a wine drinker until I got into my 40s probably.
Right.
I used to think it was a tits drink, really, wine. But I quite like a wine now.
Yeah, you do, don't you? It's turned into a tit, Sally. That's why.
Yeah, I don't like Chardonnay. I'm not a Chardonnay fan.
You don't like a thick.
No, it tastes sort of creamy.
That's a good description of it. Like those oaky Chardonnays, creamy. Never heard it described.
Oaky Chardonnay's horrible. Can't be done with that.
Tell Sally what wine.
I used to love a spritzer.
Oh, I had one the other night, Thursday night, in fact.
Did you, Sal?
Yeah.
How retro.
I know.
Doing a gig last Thursday as well with a female comedian. She came in and goes, oh, I'll go see you on a wine. She went, I spritzer. And I just thought, oh, I ain't had one of them for ages.
Spritzer with soda water. Not with lemonade. No, I like it with soda.
No.
What would you have with soda?
Not with lemonade. You can't.
People do, though.
No, I wouldn't have it with soda water. Lemonade, got to be lemonade.
No, soda.
No, got to be soda water.
No, got to be lemonade.
You've got a very sweet tooth, though, haven't you?
I've got a very sweet tooth.
I was with my friend when I had a spritzer, and she said, oh, I want another drink. She had a glass of Prosecco. She said, I want another drink, but something that's not too, that's something that's nice and that's not too alcoholic. And I went, somebody else suggested a shandy. She went, no. And I went, spritzer. And then it was only after I thought, well, it is just as alcoholic, isn't it? Because it's too much wine. But it was lovely in the sun as well. Nice in the sun, a spritzer.
Edward, tell Sally what fizzy wine you like, his favourite, not like Prosecco.
Asti Spumenti.
That's really sweet, isn't it?
I love Asti Spumenti. Every Christmas I've got to have a bottle of Asti Spumenti.
You've got such a sweet tooth, haven't you? Do you like coconut ice? That's not a drink.
Anything with coconut in, love it. And I do like a cocktail. But I always tend, I like old fashions now. They might probably go to. But before then, what was it? What's that blue drink called?
Curacao.
I used to like a Blue Lagoon. So everybody would order cocktails and it'd come back. And I'd always end up with the one with the umbrella or a bit of pineapple hanging out of it.
You're like Del Boy.
I am very much like Del Boy on that front, yeah. I like a sweet cocktail. Pina colada's nice.
But you like that.
Yeah, I do.
That's why he's very grateful for us doing this podcast, Sally, because the wine and the booze cupboard is full of all of his sweet, delicious drinks.
Yes. So then he just ploughs his way through it. Shall I?
Looking at it now.
Picture this. You're fully immersed in your podcast because in the back of your mind, you're not trying to recall when that deadline was supposed to be or stressing to keep everyone updated on next steps. Meet Monday.com, a work management platform that makes having peace of mind easy. With Monday.com, all your work lives in one centralized place. You can automate updates to keep team members up to speed and ensure nothing falls through the cracks, even while you're enjoying your favorite podcast. To start your 14-day free trial, go to Monday.com.
Shall I entertain with a drunk story?
Yes, please. Yes.
It's from an anonymous. Hello, Sally and Lou.
I'm going to add
Eddie into that, as you'll hear, Eddie.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd share something that happened to me this weekend. I went drinking with my brother in my new town, having recently relocated for a fresh/new start. Hasn't told us why. Had a few drinks and met a few locals and all was well. I hadn't eaten all day and met some locals who really enjoy a drink. Had a lovely time until it came to standing up and leaving the pub. As soon as I got outside, the fresh air hit me and my legs went and I fell over on my back and I couldn't get up again. I looked like a flailing turtle. Two men outside the pub had to help me up and suggested I get myself home, which would have been fine, but I couldn't remember where I lived. It was 5 p.m. I then spent the next 2 hours being walked around the town, by my brother trying to identify where I lived. Anyway, I'm now looking for a fresh start somewhere else. Never been so humiliated. Anonymous. Oh, no.
Edward, have you ever been that drunk that you haven't got any legs anymore?
Yeah, many times I've done that. I remember, again, being with an old girlfriend.
Okay.
And I was up her house and I'd been drinking and it wasn't that new a relationship, but I've been drinking and I so with her mum and dad, I said, time to go home. And I went left and I just got outside and I thought, I can't walk all the way home. I can't do that. I'm going to sleep in my car. Right. So I opened the car, got in it, shut the door. And because we were their parents on the best behaviour, I've been bottling up this fart all night. And I let the loudest, longest, stinkiest fart go and lay back. And just as I let it go, I heard this tap on the window and it was her mum come out. She was going, undo the window. And I was thinking, I can't. This fucking stinks. And when I actually opened the window just a little bit, she leant in. And you know when you see them cartoons where someone's face just melts? It was like looking at her like that because the stench hit her. And she just went, you don't have to walk home. You can come and sleep in here rather than your car if you want. And she asked me, but that was my introduction to one of my ex-girlfriend's mum.
You nearly said Mrs. Wife, girlfriend.
How long were you with the girlfriend? Sorry, Lou.
That girlfriend I was with 6 years.
Oh, so the mum was like, she was impressed then?
Yeah, she must have been. But the look on her face when it hit her was brutal. Oh dear.
You don't seem to care with my parents though, do you?
Well, your mum lets fire all the time,
doesn't she? She's got no dignity. I mean, she's... unlike me, Sally.
No, you have loads of dignity. Do you know, we've got to think of a cocktail though for the listener, haven't we?
For the Anon.
For Anon.
Anon.
Well, she's on her back, so it's we'll call it a fly.
A fly, yeah.
Like a fly.
I was about to say one of those woodlouse things, you know, those
teenage
mutant ninja.
What about
teenage minja? Minja? Teenage minge.
No. I quite like the fly.
Yeah.
That's quite nice.
Right. Don't fly your way home.
The fly. Yeah.
And what's going in it? She didn't give mention, did she? I assumed it was a
woman.
Yes. Could well have been, but this is the person. This is so. There's no mention. It's just few drinks. Locals couldn't find home.
I've assumed it's a woman. I'm going with a woman.
It sounded like a woman.
Yeah.
Well, we can put whatever we want in it because.
Well, she's hammered.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she's had everything.
All the whites. So like a Long Island iced tea sort of mixture with
You meant all the white wines. Like the white rum, the gin, the vodka.
Yeah, and you could wrap it in one of them fly catching things you hang from the ceiling. So it sticks to your hands, the glass.
What, that sticky stuff?
Yeah.
Well, that's so 70s. You said that, didn't you? Hangs from the ceiling. I can see them. I don't think people do that anymore, do they? We put up. I don't know what we
do. He used to be a vegan, Sally. So that's really cruel. Suggesting.
I didn't put them up.
Didn't you?
No.
So you wrap that round the glass so that the glass sticks to your hand.
So if you fall over, you smash glass into your hand. No, if you fall over, you don't spill your drink.
But if you fall over with that in your hand, you're going to smash it into the palm of your hand, then probably get sepsis and then die.
You've got an answer for everything, can you, Lou?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a point, I'm afraid.
I have got a point, Sally.
She's got a point, yeah.
I think maybe we'd have like because those flycatcher things, they've got like treacle on it or something like that. Maybe the drink has got like a swirl of treacle in it, right?
Yeah, I think it needs to have that green, is it that minty thing?
Oh, creme de menthe, yeah.
Because it's the green grass of home, if that is a thing. If I just put that, because I don't know.
That's Tom Jones, mate, isn't it? Should we call it? Oh, we can't call it the Tom Jones.
She keeps having a new home, doesn't she?
So yes.
I'm just trying to sort of like bring it back on track a little bit.
Do you remember that sitcom, Fresh Fields?
Yeah, 3, 2, 9, 4.
It's only Sonia. I'm going to call her Sonia. I'm going to call this woman Sonia. It's only Sonia. And she's coming in. She's moved. She's got a drink in her hand. Glued to her hand with a fly catcher.
Yeah, it's got creme de menthe. What goes with mint? Something else.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Like a chocolate Baileys.
Yeah, one of those
chocolate stout.
Oh, there we go. Chocolate stout with creme de menthe in. And should we have it in a little shot glass or should we just pour it in? You know, when you chase
it's got currants in it to make it look like the squashed flies.
Oh, we're really buying into the fly now. Yeah, we could have some currants in there. That's fine.
Or that squashed fly biscuits.
But what about a stout in a tall glass? Yeah, with a shot like a like you'd have a Jaeger bomb.
Popped in.
Bosh.
There you go. Oh, all right then. And we're calling it. What
did you say? Put currants around the rim.
The fly. No, currants at the bottom, like they're seashell.
Yes.
Like pebbles on the beach.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then when you drink it, you go, there was a fly in my drink.
Yeah. Because they're like you said, the squash fly biscuits. Oh, I'm going to have one of those tonight when I'm out.
All right. Then. Sally, do send us a picture of that.
I will. We'll pop it on the socials. Like creme de menthe.
Yeah, Edward, I don't feel like that we've had enough drunk stories from you, and I need to hear some. Yeah, I need to hear some drunk stories that I have not heard before.
Where you, you absolutely make yourself look like an absolute arse. I'm sitting back waiting.
Yeah, okay. Sally's got her legs up, waiting in anticipation.
Right. Okay. When I went once to the Alps to do some gigs with some other comedians.
Right.
I remember we went back to the house we're all staying in, Richard and Erica's house, where everyone stayed. There were some musicians staying in there as well. And for some reason, we started just hitting everything in the drinks cabinet. And then someone brought out a bottle of melon liqueur, right?
Oh, lovely.
Well, it was lovely.
So good.
I remember having a small drink of it and just thinking, this is lovely. And just downing a load of it straight away because I'd already had a few. And then someone started telling a story about these monkeys in ancient China who could speak to the Chinese monks. And I remember falling for it, hook, line and sinker, that there were these talking monkeys. And the next thing I remember was being at the airport the next day and them refusing me going on the plane unless I sobered up within about the next half hour. And they finally let me on the plane, but they gave me a row of seats on my own.
Oh,
I got back to, I was just laid down on them all the way home. And then I got my car, I drove to my house, I opened the front door, and my partner went, "What the fuck has happened to you?" She just smelt the alcohol on me. And I had to ring the comics to say, What did I actually do yesterday? And they went, "You just went mental. You wasn't offensive," but they've never seen, all of them had said they'd never seen anyone just lose it so quickly. And that was down to the melon snatch.
Was it?
Oh, was it?
Mm. Yeah.
Was it?
Apparently I was a lot of fun, but I don't remember anything.
Melon schnapps. And also, I'm guessing that they were quite sweet, weren't they? That's quite a sweet drink, I bet.
It was absolutely gorgeous, and I've never seen it since.
Like, you were drinking it like a glass of squash.
Yeah.
Like when you're really thirsty when you were a kid.
I think that was the last time I've got really, really, I don't know what I've done.
When was that? How long ago was that?
That was quite a while back. And I rang another comic, Susan Murray, and said, "How bad was I that night?" And she went, "Oh, you was the right old mess, but you didn't do anything disgraceful."
PC Susan Murray. Was she? Because she's a copper now, isn't she, Sally?
Yes.
Yeah. She wasn't at your 21st birthday party, was she?
Oh. I'll check the photos out.
Yes, perhaps do that. Yeah. Do you remember when we were in Australia, Edward, before we started courting, and you got absolutely hammered and somebody smashed a cream cake in my face and you decided to lick it off my face?
I wasn't hammered.
So you just chose to lick cream off my face without being hammered?
He was flirting.
What it was, Louise, is I was flirting a bit.
Were you?
You know I was.
Oh, the domestic's over now, everybody. Now it's love with Lou and Eddie.
The seed had been sown, and I was always making sure that I was where you was. And then, and then that happened. I was very embarrassed about it, if you remember.
Good.
I was very, very embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
But you wanted it.
I didn't. I was like, why is Edward just lick cream off my face?
No, don't give me that crap.
I was horrified.
He was gagging for it.
Don't think so, Edward.
No, you wasn't. You wasn't.
No, you
I courted you, Louise. You know what?
Yes, I know that. We've never actually... Oh, I was good. Anyway, I was going to say, we've never actually been hammered with each other, have
you've
we?
Never seen, not with each other, but I've seen you drunk many a time. You've never seen me drunk.
I have.
You haven't?
Sally's leaving the chat now.
No.
Come back, Sally. Come back. I have seen you very drunk when we've been with Susu in April. And also, there was Sally. I must just tell you that one of the most humiliating times that I have been drunk in Edward's presence was I passed out on the toilet whilst having a poo.
He did. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, legs up in the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted by this.
Yeah.
Mid-log.
Yeah. And he came and knocked on the door of the bathroom after I'd been gone for about half an hour. No, that's true love, Sally, isn't it? When you discover that.
Yeah. If you say so, then we're going to go with that.
Okay,
sure.
Sally. All right. Yeah.
Eddie, have you ever been drunk at work?
I've done gigs drunk before, which is bad. Well, you do a couple, didn't you, where you do a couple of gigs where you have a few and you think, oh, I'm quite good when I've had a few drinks. And then you did. I remember doing, I was at my brother's wedding. I was at my brother's wedding in Brighton and I got a phone call from Stephen Grant, a comedian, and he said, look, I know you're in Brighton at your brother's wedding, but we need an act because someone hasn't turned up. And I went, I'm at my brother's wedding. And he goes, well, look, could you just ask him? So I mentioned it to my brother. He goes, that's all right. I'll only be 40 minutes. But I was hammered by the time I got to the gig.
Of course.
And it was great fun because it's funny, if you tell the audience you're drunk, they seem to buy into that and it was great fun. But I don't really drink. I don't really drink before gigs.
Going to ask, was that your brother's wedding where your mum wore a clown mask?
Yes, it was, yeah. I don't know what got into my mum. Yeah, my mum's a bit... Every now and again, my mum loses the plot. My brother got married in Brighton and it was a really lovely wedding. And then all of a sudden at the photos, my mum pulled out a clown's mask. My mum's a lovely, beautiful little mum. Perfect. Tiny woman. A lovely mum. And then every now and again, she does so mental. And all the photos, she's wearing a clown's mask. To this day, we've got no idea.
Have you asked her?
What the fuck?
Have you brought it up with your mum?
It's just this unspoken thing, really. But,
it's odd.
It's completely odd. That marriage went tits up. So
She knew, didn't she? Yeah. That's probably why she thought these bloody clowns getting married.
They're really bizarre photos. Everyone's dressed perfectly for a wedding. And then my mum's dressed perfectly for a wedding. With a fucking clown's mask.
That's so odd.
I'm going to be really worried when eventually you do make an honest woman of me. And if your mum, what mask your mum's going to wear at our wedding?
Yeah, it's going to determine your future. Clearly.
Yeah, I think it will, won't it?
Yeah.
And if you disappear on our wedding day to go and do a gig, then I think... I might have something to say about that, Edward.
Yeah, it wasn't my wedding. It was my brother's wedding. And I wouldn't have gone if he'd have said, don't go.
Imagine if she came as like Bette Lynch, like Bette Lynch from Coronation Street with that big wig on. She was predicting your drunken future.
Such a bizarre thing to do.
With cans of booze in the hair. pulling out pork scratchings and a vending machine. I fucking would love that.
You'd be walking up the aisle after her.
I would. I'd be like, Jean. Jean, give me your porky scratchings.
It's probably more like your turn up, Lou, to be fair, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, so we are getting married then?
If you were to get married.
Oh, okay. It's beautiful, isn't it, Sally?
So lovely, isn't it? Oh, dear. So, any more drunk stories, Mr. Brimson?
Oh, what else can we tell you? I've been drunk so many times. I remember once getting drunk. My mate had got released from. Here's a funny story. My mate got released from, and it's the same girlfriend actually who was at the
stripogram.
All right.
Released.
My mate got released from. He come out of prison, and we went to the pub, and I got so hammered with my mate Dave that we came out and we climbed. If you've ever been to Hemel Hempstead, Old Town, there's a church there. with a really big, tall spire, massive spire, which has got a cross on the end. And we came out of there, and there was a bit of scaffolding there. And I was so drunk that we climbed up the scaffolding, then shimmied up the rest of the spire and stood on the arms of the cross, which is about probably 200 feet in the air. Just pissed.
Just loving it.
It's a lovely view up here, isn't it?
Did you think you were Jesus?
No, I used to do it. Yeah, I used to do all sorts of things. I used to like climbing things and getting
Like John Noakes up.
Yes.
Column on that little ladder.
Yeah, but I
just on a bit of string, wasn't it? Yeah. Edward, you know when you used to go sabbing?
Yeah.
What's sabbing?
Please tell Sally. Yeah. Please tell Sally what sabbing is. And were you ever drunk when...
Sabbing for foxes, the hunt saboteur.
Put the dogs off the track of the horses, the foxes. Yeah. Were you ever drunk when you did that?
No, you've got to be on the ball for that because there's loads of running around. So you've got to run, you've got to be very fit and
you love a fox, don't you? I know that about you.
Yeah, my favourite thing's fox after Louise. She's quite foxy.
Yeah, all right. Amanda can come and spit out. She makes me feel sick. No,
what I mean is when you run away, you stink more.
They
gave off a really rampant scent.
All right, mate. Scent. Okay.
Also, my next door neighbour, it was in lockdown. She ran me, she's going, I don't know what to do. And there were two foxes in the back garden. They just had sex, but I didn't realise this, but they were stuck, they were back to back, but the penis was still in the vagina, but they were screaming and they couldn't, because the male fox's penis has spikes come out of it. This is what the vet who lived on the other side was telling me, which was handy. And he said they have spikes that they have to relax and release, and it takes a while for the penis to come out of the vagina, apparently. But for some reason, they turned themselves around, so they were back to back, but they were stuck to each other. And Lauren, my old neighbour, was just, we were just, what to
do? You can't go and help, can you? No,
and the noise, but you just think, it was, because it was daytime.
To be fair, I think if we were back to back and I was stuck inside, Louise would be quite a bit screaming.
Yeah, she would be screaming. I think anybody would, but
I'd be surprised it was that long.
Oh, Louise.
Right. But a human penis doesn't like have spikes that, well, not that I know of, spikes that come on that cling to the inside, and that has to all relax. Apparently it takes a while.
You can't relax if you're playing push me pull you though, can you?
And we were just really worried, and we were really, and then all the advice was just leave them. They will alone. Separate.
Let them get on with it.
They will separate, yeah. And then in that case, a cocktail for Eddie has to have something about foxes, surely. Even if it's just called Mr. Fox or Mrs. Fox or
a foxy chaser.
Foxy chaser.
It's got to be orange.
Because you chase the foxes away.
So. Oh, so if it's orange, you could have like an Aperol.
On the same page.
With Lucozade. Aperol and Lucozade.
No, let's leave the Lucozade out.
No, let's not do Lucozade. What? A Barocca.
No. No, you don't want Barocca.
A Barocca and bourbon.
Oh.
What would that be like? Oh.
We've got some Barocca.
Barocca and bourbon. That would be nice. A bullet and Barocca. Oh, yeah, Foxy Chaser. That sounds nice.
I keep thinking of Foxy Bingo, don't I? That's what I keep thinking of. Yeah, that's it.
Imagine getting that advert going. We've got a really good advert for you. You're going to get like thousands. It's brilliant. And then they put that head on you and just, oh, Jesus.
It's happened to me before, Edward, when I got a part in an advert and I turned up and they said, oh, we got your costume ready. And I went in and it was a badger. I was a badger for AO online. But anyway, there you go.
I remember doing an audition for a Japanese vodka. And they said, what you don't do, you've got to wear a bear suit, right? So doing the auditions, I went, but when you do the auditions, you've got to dance to this tune in the bear suit, but don't wear the head so that we know who it is. And I was dancing this tune really badly, just thinking, this is bound to end up on some Japanese sort of candy camera thing, because we're out having now, and they just kept saying, can you dance a bit like this and can you dance a bit like that, and I was just when you have to do it at an audition, but just thinking, you bastards, I'm getting so set up here.
It's a shame we can't see Edward, because it would be really nice to recreate that right now.
Isn't it a shame? What a shame.
Foxy Chaser is Eddie's drink.
So the Bullet and the Barocca.
Bullet and Barocca, I think that's nice.
With an umbrella in it.
Can we have a bit
of Asti Spermenti in there?
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. Yeah, that'll suit. And that's the Foxy Chaser. We should tell our patrons as well if they want to send us their drunk stories. If they haven't done already, they may well have done, but send us some. And also, if you want to become a patron, please do. Please come and join the gang.
Yes, go to patreon.com/ spit or swallow
podcast. Lou, ask Eddie the penultimate question, if you please.
Okay, and you can't say me. Edward.
You can say me.
He probably would. Edward. You've got a spittoon in front of you.
I know who he's going to choose.
I think I do as well.
It's funny because I know this question and I haven't thought about it. But the first
whose spittoon would you drink?
Toya Wilcox.
I knew you were going to say that. It's a good answer.
Have you always loved Toya Wilcox?
No, but it's funny because I was really into punk and music when I was younger. Now, I was very lucky to grow up 77 and all that sort of stuff. So I was right in the middle of that. And she did, she was on a program called Shoestring because she used to do a lot of acting, didn't she, back in the day. And someone said she's in a band. So I listened to her stuff and I loved her stuff. It was brilliant. But it was really out there. So I went and saw her live a couple of times. She was really fruit. It was very naughty live. She was sort of typical sort of. And then me and my mate, Pete, went to see a play in Dunstable. And if you heard of her early albums, like Sheep Farming in Barnet and stuff like that, it's really out there sort of strange music. And then we went to see her in Dunstable. And halfway through she did... It's a Mystery. And we're like, what the fuck is this? And we hitchhiked back from Dunstable to Hemel. And these two guys picked us up. And it turned out they were from the record company. And they goes, oh, what did you think of the gig? And we went, we enjoyed it. But I don't know what the fuck that song was that she did towards the end. He went, oh, that's the new single. It's coming out tomorrow. And she was on Top of the Pops the next week doing it. And that's when it all changed into being the Toya Wilcox that everybody else knows. And so whenever you say you was a fan of Toya as a kid, everyone laughs at you. But her early stuff was brilliant.
Tell Sally that you were a member of Toya's fan club, weren't you?
Oh, I hate you, Lori.
Did you?
But then it all changed. Then it all went into It's a Mystery and all that crap.
But you were a member of Toya's fan club.
Yes, and also you couldn't unsubscribe in those.
No, you couldn't.
You were just a lifelong member.
You'd have to write a strongly worded letter.
Yeah.
The pictures she had on the wall that I had on the wall of her from that fan club before then got me through many an evening as a teenage boy.
I think
into
some rudeness. Louise.
Yes, Sally.
Jack Daniels and Coke. Is it a spit or a swallow?
I think most of it is definitely a swallow from me. And I can tell you, Sally, we're probably going to carry on after this.
Oh, I suspect you will.
Is it a spit or a swallow from you?
Do you know what? I used to love Jack Daniels and Coke. It was my drink of choice for a while, but it's not anymore. And I don't know what it is about it. So I'm going to say spit. I don't know. It's an unusual one to say.
Maybe it's because you went bareback, first of all.
Yeah, maybe I ruined everything. Although I have been, I say it's a spit. I've been quite happily drinking it.
But... Yeah, you have, yeah. It's a spitty swallow.
You drink you don't like.
I'm just going to try it again.
Yucky. Edward Benjamin Bentos. Thank you so much for joining us this evening and being our emergency guest. You have been a delight. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. Louise, get down here and we'll carry on drinking.
Okay.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34@gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast.
Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, @gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!